أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
صافي سيدي مكمل فرما لي بليز كنبقي ديال الساشلي تندروز في لينا كاع. الله اكبر، الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Respected brothers, today's collection is for a community center, extension of this community center, which will be, inshallah, used for masjid and madrasa, maktab. Brothers are in need of our help. This is a Turkish area in Manchester. Please donate generously with your lillah donations. Jazakallah. Aaj ka chanda ek community center ke liye uske extension ka project ho raha hai jisme wo community center masjid madrasa maktab ke liye istemal hoga unko taqreeban 2,30,000 pound ki zarurat hai aap tamam hazrat se guzarish hai ki apne lillah raqam se bharpoor taam farmaye. They are in need of around 237,000 to 240,000 pounds for this extension project. Please donate generously with whatever you can. After Dua, inshallah.
After what time?
Now, inshallah.
After Dua, sorry.
inshallah, after the remaining salahs, you all know we have a program. Brothers who have, mashallah, returned from Hajj, the Hajj has been fulfilled. Now, what is our maqsad? What is our purpose? How to move on in life, inshallah? So we are lucky to have Mufti Hanif Saab. Alhamdulillah, he has come to our masjid many times. Inshallah, he will be delivering this talk. Brothers are requested to participate. Jo hazrat Hajj mein gaye hain, unse guzarish hai, aur jo nahi gaye, unke liye bhi ki hame apni zindagi kis tarike se guzarni chahiye. Inshallah, Mufti Hanif Saab us par bayan karenge. Ab tamam hazrat se guzarish hai ki tarah sharif rakhe. Jazakallah. Bismillah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. تمام حضرات سے گزارش ہے کہ قریب تشریف لائے. Brothers are requested to kindly come forward, inshallah. Like I mentioned, it's not only for the people who have gone for Hajj, it's for all of us. These talks are, inshallah, are beneficial for all of us. It's going to be like, what is the maqsad? What, how we should, you know, spend our life after Hajj, but even those that haven't been Hajj, inshallah, we can learn and benefit from it. Jazakallah. Brothers are requested to come forward. Jazakallah. Please, inshallah, come close to the member.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم. میرے محترم بھائیو بزرگو دوستو, my honorable friends, my elders, dear brothers and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with Allah's name, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah jalla jalaluhu, our creator, our sustainer, walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayt, for whom we take every step, perform the pilgrimage, for his happiness, اس کی رضامندی کے خاطر. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. قُلْ, کہہ دیجئے, say that my prayer, my worship, my sacrifice, my living, my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. ہمارا اٹھنا بیٹھنا جینا مرنا کھانا پینا سونا اختلاط للہ رب العالمین, کہ اللہ ہم سے خوش ہو جائے. اللہ becomes happy, اللہ becomes pleased with us. That's our ultimate aim, یہی مقصد ہے. وردوان من اللہ اکبر, اللہ کی خوشنودی, اللہ کی رضامندی سے زیادہ بڑھ کر کوئی چیز نہیں ہو سکتی. There can be nothing greater than the happiness and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the purpose of every action of ours should be the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it salah, be it charity, be it fasting, be it umrah, be it hajj, only for Allah Azza wa Jal. So we begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabbul Bayt, the Lord of the house that people visited in Umrah and Hajj. And we send our salutations upon the world's greatest human being, the perfect creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the coolness of our eyes, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone is requested to pray salah and salam, durood upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least once. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Announce, declare amongst the people the performance of the pilgrimage of the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibrahim alayhi salam traveled with his wife and his son to Makkah al Mukarrama. Makkah, there was no well, there was no river, there was no water, no koi janwar, na koi pani, na koi pedawar. It was a barren land. And Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, Inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri di zara'in inda baytika al-muharram. This land is infertile. This land has no crops. It has no vegetation. There's no animals. There's no means and signs of survival. It's Allah's command. He leaves his wife Hajar and Ismail there. And then he's returning. His wife Hajar addresses him. Kahan ja rahe ho? He does not respond. Once, twice, thrice. Allahu amaraka bihada. Has Allah commanded you to do this? Kya ye Allah ka hukam hai? Kya ye Allah ka farman hai? He responds, yes. She responds, idhan la yudayyuna. If it is the command of Allah, Allah will not allow us to go waste. Agar ye Allah ka hukam hai, to Allah hume kabhi zai karne wala nahi hai. Pani nahi, koi janwar nahi, koi paidawar nahi, koi aur makhlooq hi nahi hai. Aur unhe chhod kar ja rahe hai. He's leaving his wife and the child there, but upon the command of Allah. Idhan la yudayyuna. That's the yaqeen. And this pilgrimage of Hajj and Umrah is to inculcate and develop and nurture this yaqeen of Allah, certainly in belief and connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are familiar with the incident that the baby Ismail starts to cry. Na koi pani hai. So she flees and runs from one mount to another between the Safa and Marwa. And then miraculously, upon the hukam and the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, water sprouts out, zam zam. And then she is able to quench her thirst and the thirst of the baby. Why? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. جو اللہ سے ڈرتا ہے, جو اللہ کی مانتا ہے, whoever fears Allah, whoever submits before Allah, whoever pins his faith in Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, whoever pins his faith in Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُ, Allah اس کے لئے کافی ہے, Allah is sufficient for him. This journey of Hajj is also to mend your relationship with Allah, your belief in Allah. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. کرنے والی ذات صرف ایک اللہ عز و جل ہے. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you fear Allah, if you submit before Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open all avenues. Allah will create light at the end of the tunnel. You may in miseries, difficulties, hardships, mushkilat, pareshaniya, bimariya. However, pin your faith in Allah. An yaj'al lahu makhraja. Allah will open avenues for you. وَيَرْزُقُهُ. Rozi dene wala kaun hai? Allah. And it's a promise of Allah that if you were to spend for Umrah and Hajj, Allah will increase you. No one has become bankrupt by spending in the path of Allah by going for Hajj and Umrah. Yarzuku, rozi dega, rozi mein izafa karega, min haythu la yahtasib, jahan se aapko wahm o gumaan bhi nahi hai. And that's the power of Allah. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no creature on earth. There is no bird in the sky. إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. مگر یہ کہ اس تک روزی پہنچانے والا کون ہے؟ Allah. Allah delivers its sustenance. And that's the message of Hajj. An Umrah. An Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah preserves them. Allah looks after them. Ibrahim alayhi salam returns. His beloved child, he witnesses a dream, khwab mein dekhte, that he's being instructed to slaughter his son. Falamma aslama watallahu lil jabin. Aslama. Aslama in Arabic means to submit. A Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Ibrahim alayhi salam named us, called us Muslims. Father and son and wife all submit to Allah Azza wa Jal. He is willing to take his son and sacrifice him for the sake of Allah. Allah ke khatir. The shaitan intervenes. Will you take the life and soul of your beloved child? He cusses and throws stones and rejects him. Then the shaitan comes at the innocent Ismail. Your father will take you and he will slice you. And he will take your soul and your life. He pelts and casts stones at him. He now approaches his wife, Hajar, that your husband will take your dear son and he will soon take his life. Stop him. Prevent him. She also casts stones. Easily said. Heard. Done. But it was their sacrifice that thousands of years later, in their remembrance, commemoration, that we still, now in the plains of Mina, cast stones and pebbles at those jamarat and pillars. There was no social media there. There was no Instagram there. There was no Facebook there. There was nothing to capture that moment there. There was no statuses then. The sincerity of the heart. The lesson of Hajj is sincerity of the heart. And in the verses of Hajj, therefore, in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah discusses لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقَوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah tak, وہ گوشت نہیں پہنچتا ہے. اس جانور کا خون نہیں پہنچتا ہے. When Allah commands you to sacrifice and slaughter the animal, Allah تمہارے دلوں کے تقوی جاننا چاہتا ہے, دیکھنا چاہتا ہے. It's the sincerity of the hearts. That even after Hajj, you continue your good acts and acts of ibadat and worship solely for Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord of the house which you visited. He is willing to slaughter his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a ram to descend and instructs him to slaughter this ram instead. Ibrahim alayhi salam went through multiple tests. And then يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. He laid the foundations of the house of Allah. Build the Kaaba. Father and son made dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. ایک ہے ہماری محنت. Our sacrifice. Our effort. It's the acceptance from Allah Azza wa Jal. رَبَّنَا our Lord. We pin our faith in Allah. Allah is the caretaker. Allah is the nurturer. Tarbiyat karne wala. Palne wala kon hai Allah. Taqabbal minna. Accept from us. Alhamdulillah we observe salah. Alhamdulillah we go for umrah. Alhamdulillah we go for hajj. Kya kabuli hua ya nahi? So acceptance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqabbal minna. We should always be fearful and always make this dua after every good amal. Taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, tu hum se qabool farma. O Allah, accept from us. Lest we toil and exert and spend thousands in umrah and hajj. And yet it's not accepted. Yet we scream from the top of our heads, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Yet not the response even once. May Allah protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the sincerity of the hearts. They build the foundations of the house of Allah. And they proclaim, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ya Allah, tu sunne wala hai. Ya Allah, tu janne wala hai. Others may not be able to see us. Others may not be able to hear us, but Allah, you see, you hear, you know, accept from us. And therefore, Hajj is also a safar, a journey of ishq, connecting with Allah Azza wa Jal. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Tu hi sunne wala, janne wala. Allah instructs Ibrahim alayhi salam, adhin fin nasi bil hajj. Declare, announce to the people to perform the pilgrimage of the house of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam asks, oh Allah, there is not a single soul to listen to my plea and cry. Announcement was upon Ibrahim, and to allow the voice to reach the souls of people, ya Allah kai. It's our responsibility to make the effort, to exert, toil. Hidayat, ye sirf Allah ke haath mein. Amal par lana, ye sirf Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innaka la tahdi man ahbabata, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. You cannot guide whomsoever you wish, lekin hidayat dene wali zaat, sirf Allah. And we make dua daily, ihdina sirat al mustaqim, oh Allah guide us. Ulama bayan farmate hai, ke hidayat ki do kisme hai. There are two types of hidayah. One is ira'atul tariq, the other is isal ilal matlub. Ira'atul tariq kehte hai, rasta batlana. Alhamdulillah, we make a person aware of salah, of zakat, or hajj. Or if they are wondering loss, and they are looking for and searching for a shop, and you give them instructions. This is ira'atul tariq. Ye hum kar sakte hai, ke ye Quran hai, ye hamare pyare Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sunnate hai. Aur dusre isal ilal matlub. Matlub tak kisi ko pahunchana. To take someone's hand and to allow him to reach his destination. To only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide this hidayah and guidance. And therefore we should always become fearful. Never be content. Kabhi mutmain mat hoiye. MashaAllah, I'm wearing this. I have this beard. Main salah bhi padhta hoon. Main zakat bhi deta hoon. Main roze bhi rakhta hoon. Alhamdulillah, itne umre kiye, itne hajj. As we said, qabooliyat, acceptance. And we will probably never know. And we will only know in the next world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed, أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِ. Amongst the verses, one of the purposes of hajj is the actualization of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, because it's a journey of ishq. Hence, if you look at the second juz of the Quran, when Allah mentions the rituals of hajj, in Suratul Hajj, when Allah mentions the rituals of hajj, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. So hajj is about the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr from the heart. Dhikr from the tongue. Dhikr from your limbs. We are all familiar with the dhikr of the tongue. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Similarly, the dhikr of a mu'tamir, a person doing umrah, and a hajj, a person doing hajj, is labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. That doesn't end at hajj and umrah. Labbaik, ya Allah, mein haziru. I am here. After all, a little child runs away and flees, must return back home to the mother and father. And the mother and father, open hand, are willing to embrace and hug and accept the child. Here we're saying, Labbaik, ya Allah, I may have sinned, I may have erred, I may have fell into the oceans of the world, I may have attached my heart elsewhere. Akhir kar, is there any other door that I may turn to and go to which will forever remain open for me? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Hence, there, whilst in ihram, you said, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, turning to the house of Allah. Today, Allah gives you that opportunity to turn to Him 5 times a day at least. So the next time you proceed for salah, this labbaik wasn't only for there. This labbaik is also now. Just then, at labbaik, you proceeded to the house of Allah. That wasn't your destination. Your purpose was not the house of Allah alone. Your purpose was the Lord of the house, the Lord of Kaaba. Allah gives us the opportunity of labbaik Allahumma labbaik. There, you voice from the top of your head, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Here also, 5 times a day, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Ya Allah, mein hazir hu. Oh Allah, I am present. La sharika lak. There is none equal to you. No in human, no in jinn, no in angels, no in wealth, no in anything else. La sharika lak. You are unique. Allahu samad. Wo kisi ka muhtaj nahi. Har ek uska muhtaj hai. Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk. Innal hamda, tamam tarife, all praises belong to Allah. Wal ni'mata, all blessings are from Allah. Wal mulk, kingdom, dominion, sovereignty, only belongs to my Allah. It's not only uttered by the tongue, from the heart. You're saying, oh Allah, I am here. Oh Allah, after all, I have sinned, I have erred. Oh Allah, if you do not forgive me, who else will forgive me? We surrender. When we say Allahu Akbar, we raise our hands just like a criminal gives up, confesses, accepts the guilt. We raise our hands. Oh Allah, we had been until now drowning in the ocean of sins. We have sinned and sinned and sinned. Please accept us as your humble servants. Just like a person drowning in ocean, raises his hands, is screaming, yelling, hoping for assistance and help. Each day, in every salah, we raise our hands, Allahu Akbar. We're saying, oh Allah, otherwise we'll be doomed and destroyed if it is not for your assistance. And just like Allahu Akbar, we raise our hands, empty-handed. And we cast the world away. A time will come, empty-handed. You'll be detached from the world willingly, unwillingly, and lowered in the grave. Just as when you went for Hajj, you left your career, you left your job, you left your car, you left your home, you left your beloved ones. You removed this clothing in two white sheets. You proceeded to the Kaaba, the house of Allah. A time will come. Similarly, you will abandon these things permanently. And not only to the house, but the Lord itself you shall return to. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Kahan se aaye? Allah hi se aaye. We have come from Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We must return to Allah. So this Hajj is a journey of ishq and love and spiritual connection with Allah. But it also helps us realize more. So when a person returns from Hajj, the dhikr of Allah, jaan, consciousness of maut, of death, and dependency in Allah. So one dhikr is of the tongue, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Then alhamdulillah, takbir tashik, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Then there's the dhikr of the heart, always mindful of Allah, conscious of your Allah Azza wa Jal. That's sifat ihsan, that we're always forever mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is taqwa, God consciousness. And this is also the purpose of Hajj and Umrah, that you return with not only suitcases of jabbas and khajurs and tasbees and miswaks and fragrances, but bags and suitcases of sabr, perseverance, tolerance, forgiveness for each other, spirituality, and having mended your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. The people in Arabia before Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would attend some of these plains in the seasons of Hajj, and then they would assert great pride of their tribes, their lineage. Nasab par fakhr. Allah says, nahi, nahi. فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. Only the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in your gatherings. Allah ka zikr khub kya karo. And then subhanallah, the next verse is very interesting. Allah says, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. They are amongst the people who say, oh Allah, give us everything in the dunya. Sab kuch dunya mein hi de de. Allah farmate, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. They will have no hissa, no portion, nothing in the next world. Because everything they will have been given in this world. But, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But amongst the people are believers who say, oh Allah, give us the goodness in this world as well. And the goodness of the next world. Their purpose, their intent is not only this world, but they ask for the goodness of this world. That was also the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ij'al hadha al-balada amina. And that's our dua as well. Wherever you will be residing, aman, security, safety, stability is a great ni'mat and the blessings of Allah. You may have visited those countries. For example, South Africa. I'm sure there's many areas that are safe there. But I've visited many areas also. Alhamdulillah, Allah's given them affluence. Allah's given them wealth. Allah's given them beautiful homes, cars, families, businesses, to everything. But sometimes they're always fearful every time a family member steps outside. Kyu aman nahi? So aman is a great blessing of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua for aman. And therefore Allah says, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. That's why when you enter, when you go for Hajj and Umrah, you shun this world and you feel so content with all the hustle bustle around you, with all the challenges and difficulties that come. That's from Allah Azza wa Jal. So we are asking, Atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana. Because the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam was, O Allah, make this city of Makkah aman ka gehwara, and warzuk ahlahu min al-thamarat, and bless its residents from the fruits and vegetation and the crops. That's also important for us. So give us the goodness of this world and certainly the goodness of the next world. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and save us from the adab, from the punishment of the hellfire. So this journey of Hajj allows us to remember the Akhirah. Just as you are stripped of your clothing and you simply wear white sheets, a time will come when you'll be stripped of every clothing and you'll be wearing white sheets. It won't be voluntarily, but there'll be others. Just as you've separated from your families now, you'll be separated forever. Just as you attended the plain of Arafah, the people will be resurrected and assembled. Just like people are running here and there, people will be in miseries and worries and difficulties and hardships. There's no distinction between wealthy and poor, black or white. Everyone dressed in the same. When people will be resurrected, they will be the same. There's many similarities. And Allah wants us to reflect and ponder and think about the Akhirah. So one of the signs of an acceptance Hajj is that upon returning from Hajj, a person finds detachment from the dunya in the heart. If we need to travel the sea, we have to go by boat. We need water. But the moment the water seeps into the boat, it will sink and the people thereof will drown. Similarly, we need the world. We need to live. However, not allow the love of the dunya to enter into the hearts. Otherwise, the boat of Iman will also sink and we will drown. May Allah protect us. So after returning from the Hajj, a person feels detachment from the worldly things. No longer his priority is the latest phone. No longer his priority is living in the best mansion and the best holidays. No longer his priority is the world. But now his priorities shift to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his heart is adorned with good actions. So detachment from the world. An inclination towards Akhirah. Another sign of acceptance of the Hajj is a person returns and they should become fearful and distant from sins. They may have been in sins previously, whether of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue, backbiting, slandering, holding grudges, speaking evil, abandoning salah, whatever it may be. Now their hearts become to tremble. It becomes easier for him to control his eyes before looking at wrong. It becomes easier for him to close his ears before listening to. It becomes easier for him to control his tongue before uttering something wrong. Thirdly, it becomes easier for him to do good acts of worship. Previously, it was difficult to wake up for Fajr. Now it becomes easy. So either it's a sign of an acceptance Hajj, and it is an expectation of a person who has done Hajj. Now Allah has taken you. Now you must return. Now you find a yearning to do acts of ibadah. It becomes easier for you to wake up for Fajr. It becomes easier for you to pray, let's say, a quarter juz of the Quran. It becomes easier for you to give some charity. It becomes easy for you to fast. It becomes easier for you to do a'mal as-saliha, righteous actions. And an amazing other sign of acceptance, Hajj, or an expectation of a Hajj, is the softness and the gentleness of the heart. Previously, he would click. Previously, he had anger problems. He was unable to be patient. But now he experiences sabr, patience, perseverance. He overlooks the shortcomings of others. He forgives them. The mother, the wife, the daughter, the son, the colleague, the employee, those around him, notice the change in his conduct. Notice the change in his akhlaq. This is also a sign. So there are many signs of an acceptance of Hajj, or what is expected from an individual upon returning from the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we've said, becoming mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, developing ishq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, becoming more aware of maut, death, and the hayat, the life after death, and gentle heart, soft heart, generosity and kindness to those around, abstinence from sin, closeness to good deeds. All these are signs and expectations, sincerity of the heart of a person whom Allah has called for Hajj and Umrah. Take the anecdote of Sheikh Shibli, rahimahullah. He was from amongst the great scholars of Tasawwuf in Baghdad. One of his disciples, Murid wa Aye, he came with the good news that I had gone for Hajj, Hajj karke aya hu. Did you go for Hajj? Ha. Now he asks him certain questions. He said, when you don the ihram, jab ihram pehna tha, what did you leave off? What did you abandon? In Arabic, ihram, to make some things haram upon you. So he said, well, I didn't clip my nails, I didn't cut my hair, I didn't apply fragrance, I didn't wear sewn clothing, I exposed my ankles, I didn't cover my head, I removed all my garments, socks, shoes, pants, shirt, topi. That was my ihram. Then he asked him, whilst you put on the ihram, did you intend to strip the heart from every evil? You may have intended to strip the physical body from every other clothing. Did you intend this, to strip the heart of everything which causes the displeasure of Allah? Pride, arrogance, grudge, desires. He said, well, I never intended. Did you even enter ihram? Because the purpose of ihram isn't to strip you of clothing, to strip you of that anything that displeases Allah. So, yesterday you went for Hajj. You don and you put on ihram. Daily in the morning intent you are putting on the ihram. Although you may not be putting on two white sheets, but each time in the morning when you put the clothing, oh Allah, I will refrain and abstain from anything that causes your displeasure. There, even permitted acts, halal acts, like clipping the nails, cutting the hair, applying fragrance, were temporarily prohibited. Oh Allah, I will abstain from all those things which you have prohibited. There was an ihram then, there's an ihram today. There was a Hajj then, the Hajj of rituals. Now this is the maqsad and the purpose of Hajj. Abstinence from sin. Abstinence from anything that causes the displeasure of Allah. One is the outward, one is the inward. Allah looks at the inward of the piety. It's the piety within ourselves. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ila ajsamikum. Allah doesn't look at your appearances. Allah doesn't look at your bodies. Walaki yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Allah looks at your hearts and your actions. Then Sheikh Shibli rahimahullah asks him, did you say labbaik Allahumma labbaik? He said, indeed. I put on the ihram, I prayed two rakats, I made intention, I said labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Did you hear any response? He said, I didn't hear any response. So he said, you haven't said the labbaik. How can it be a believer says labbaik from the bottom of his heart, yet he doesn't respond? He doesn't hear the response from Allah that, oh my servant, I am here. He says only a munafiq would call and a response is not given. A believer's heart begins to tremble. He starts to feel. He starts to become aware and conscious of his Allah Azza wa Jal. And why not? You didn't say labbaik. Did you then proceed and enter the haram? He said, yes, we traveled, we landed, and at some distance we entered the haram area. Haram is sanctuary where certain things are made haram. When upon entering, did you intend to make forbidden upon yourselves everything which Allah has made forbidden from this moment until your death? He said, no, I entered haram, but I didn't intend to enter the haram with my heart. He said, in fact, you didn't intend haram at all. You didn't enter haram at all. Did you go to the Masjid al-Haram and did you see the Kaaba? Yes, I did. How did it appear? How did it look? He responds, it was a cube. It had a gilaf, a veil, beautiful calligraphy, door, black stone. Did you meet the Lord of the Kaaba? That was the intent of the tawaf and Kaaba. Wasn't only to walk 7 times around the Kaaba. It was to search, find, and mend your relationship with the Lord of the Kaaba. If your heart had intended, you would have visited and found the Lord of the Kaaba there. You have not done the tawaf at all. Did you go for Safa Marwa? He said, yes, I completed 7 rounds, prayed my 2 rakats. I did my Safa Marwa. I did Sa'i. Did you intend the running of Hajar? In a state of desperation, she's asking from Allah Azza wa Jal. Did you turn away and run away from everything in the world and flee to Allah Azza wa Jal, leaving and shunning everything else? Because had you not done so, then there was no sa'i. Did you drink zamzam? Yes, I drank lots of zamzam. Did you intend to cleanse yourself from every evil bite? If not, you didn't attain and drink zamzam at all. Allah gives us an opportunity. Like I said, every morning, it's an ihram opportunity. Every salah is a labbaik Allahumma labbaik opportunity. Every salah is also a tawaf opportunity. There, you went round the Kaaba, the house of the Lord. Here, you are meeting your Lord directly. So, labbaik Allahumma labbaik is here. Zamzam. Every time when you make wudu is a zamzam opportunity. Zamzam is for the cleanliness and the cure of your heart, inner and outer illnesses. Every time you touch water in wudu, it's a zamzam opportunity where you become conscious and mindful. Oh Allah, allow my sins to fall off through that. Just like the zamzam was an opportunity to connect to Allah. Here, your droplets of wudu are an opportunity for you to think, reflect, and connect to your Allah Azza wa Jal. Then asks, did you attend Mina? Did you attend Arafat? Muzdalifa Arafat? Did you intend the Hashar, the day of resurrection? If not, you didn't attend Arafat at all. It wasn't only attend the land, it was the purpose behind it. Muzdalifa, where you slept, and there was no roof but the sky. A time will come, the very soil that you are leaning against, you'll be buried in. Did you intend maut and death and its resurrection? If not, you didn't attend Muzdalifa at all. Did you pelt the jamarat, the pillars? Yes, I did. 7 times, pebbles. I casted all 3 on the 11th, 12th, and only 1 on the 10th. Each time at your pelting, did you intend to pelt the inner shaitan within you? It wasn't the shaitan there. It's the shaitan in you. And every opportunity upon returning, when you have the urge to look at wrong, listen to wrong, speak wrong, do wrong. The purpose was when you return from Hajj, you also pelted. And you shun the whispers of the shaitan. Did you slaughter the animal? I slaughtered the animal. But the purpose wasn't the meat.
The purpose wasn't the blood. The purpose was that you sacrifice and slaughter all these desires for the will and the happiness and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you drank that zamzam, the purpose wasn't only to quench your thirst. The purpose was that it enters your body, it mixes with your blood, and from every limb is the purity and the beauty of the zamzam. When you bid the farewell of the tawaf. So now one by one, Sheikh Shibli is asking him, and he responds to say, I didn't. And he said, return, for indeed you didn't do Hajj. So there was a great lesson. Yes, Hajj was of the rituals, he did so. But the purpose of the Shaykh's rendering this question was that it's the meaning, the symbol behind each and every ritual, that our journey with our Allah doesn't end on occasions, famous days, famous nights, famous places. Yes, they are a reminder. The Lord continues. The Lord remains. And I'm sure you've heard the anecdote when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away and the Sahaba were emotional and there were difficulties and there were hardships. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and he soothed and calmed and restored peace and he drove the ummah. And this is as he addressed that although Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam may not be, but the Lord of Muhammad continues to be. So we must continue to please Allah azza wa jal. So here, our Hajj may have ended. Our Umrah may have ended. But one also intention should be upon returning from Hajj and Umrah, intend to go again and again. Otherwise, if you now fall into worldly pursuits, then you can easily be carried away. And then you'll go for journeys and holidays and entertainment here and there. And you'll slowly lose that spirituality. As long as the spirituality remains, take the moment. Normally we hear ke jalbazi shaitan ki taraf se, that swiftness, being quick is from shaitan. But that's in other things. That's in responding to people in the worldly things. But as for good deeds, a person should take the earliest opportunity. Otherwise, because this is a ni'mat from Allah, a blessing of Allah. A good thought is a blessing of Allah. If you don't seize that opportunity, then it will give an opportunity. Yuswi sufi suduri nas for the shaitan. And then you lose the courage and you'll give up. So whilst you're in the moment, whilst this spirituality is with you, whilst you still have this feeling and enjoyment that you're carrying with you, already start planning when you want to return for Umrah or in Ramadan, in holidays, wherever it may be. Not only you and your families. People go for various places for holidays. It should be that the priority is we take our children and make them familiar from a young age to visit the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when we return from Hajj, we should feel the connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. So the purpose of this anecdote was that we reflect after this short session also, and we question ourselves, why did I go? What were my goals and objectives? What have I come back with? What did I learn from there? And give yourself smart goals. Be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound, all these famous things. Okay, what can I do now to continue that journey? To continue my relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. So for example, non-negotiable, I will observe my 5 times salah. That I will do. I will do my daily dhikr, whether it's tasbih fatimi, whether it's subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, the quls before going to sleep, ayatul kursi. I will do the tilawat of the Quran. Now each person is on their own journey. Those who are hafiz may be able to read 3 juz, 2 juz, 1 juz. The others may be able to read 1 juz, or half a juz, or quarter juz. Or if you don't read anything, start from somewhere, whether it's 1 page, 2 pages. And then we try to sit in the halaqat of ilm and knowledge and ta'lim. Alhamdulillah, ta'lims happen in almost every masjid. That's a perfect opportunity. Otherwise, if we remove ourselves, for how long can we stay with that piety? Alhamdulillah, just like a person is pedaling on the bicycle, when they stop, it will continue to turn. After some times, the wheels will stop. So the effects will probably still be with us for another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But if you don't continue to pedal, then that alone won't be sufficient. Now we need to continue and pedal. I normally give you also the example of Wi-Fi. Nowadays is somewhat different, but previously, well, probably now as well, they would have a router. And the closer you are to the router, the stronger the connection. The further you go away from the router, you will lose connection. 5 bars, 4 bars, 3 bars, 2 bars. It's so slow. It's not working. Eventually, you lose connection. That's the example of these masjids, these halaqat. The more you stay connected, your iman, your faith will be high. And it will become easy for you to remain steadfast. But you don't attend 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Slowly, 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 faith and that experience will decrease and diminish until a person will no longer find that sweetness. I found that sweetness in the tilawat of the Quran in Haram. Why don't I experience it now? I found that halawat sweetness in my salah there. Why can't I now? Obviously, there will be a difference between there and here. But that's if we keep ourselves further and further away. So attend the halaqat ta'aleem. Do ta'aleem in the home. Similarly, although Hajj is over, one of an amazing book on this is Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah, Fazail Hajj. It's an amazing book that should have been studied and it can still be studied before going for Umrah and Hajj and even afterwards. We'll go through these fazail and virtues, we'll go through anecdotes, we'll go through deeper meanings. It gives us an appreciation of these things. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remain connected, allow us to reflect and ponder before we go to sleep for a few moments. How was my journey? I was so excited. Few months before, some people were able to go, some weren't able to go. I had a difficult time, whether phase 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. I finally got my package. May not have been the best one, my option A, but eventually I did so anyway. Labbaik was written. Then think about the preparations that you made and all the difficulties and hardships and the obstacles for one purpose alone. And that's why you're going to question, did I achieve that? And then alhamdulillah, the day came when you embarked on this, when you boarded the plane, you met new friends, you went Medina Munawwara, you went Makkah Mukarrama, you went Mina Arafat Muzdalifa, you went through all these experiences. Yeah, they may have been tough, they may have been difficult. Now you've returned. What did I get? What did I hope? And even if you've not thought about it, and you're thinking now, well, I don't know, you've still got an opportunity to reflect, ponder, offer gratitude to Allah, and from now make a promise to Allah that, oh Allah, I will observe my salah, I will do the tilawat of the Quran, I'll try my best to sit in the halaqat of ta'aleem, and oh Allah, make it easy for me to arrange and plan a future trip to your house again and again and again. Because Hajj and Umrah, those who are performing Hajj and Umrah are wafdullah, a delegation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepts what they ask and is kafaratul lima baynahuma. One umrah to another, or hajj to a umrah, and the hajj is a kafara, is an expiation, removal of your sins. And laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah. There is no reward for a hajj mabrur, accepted hajj, but jannah and clean slate. You return home like kayawmi waladathu ummuhu, like the day his mother had given him birth. So alhamdulillah, innocent. Therefore, it says that the haji and the pilgrim should make dua, obviously, for himself. And we must also request dua from such individuals because they're innocent and pure, made clean by Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's a perfect opportunity, a new chapter in our lives. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to do these things. May Allah help us to stay away from sin. May Allah allow us to draw closer to amal salihah. And remember, the purpose of everything is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to attend Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all these rituals is to please Allah. We could have pleased Allah then, but the same Allah exists. And every opportunity is to please that Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. And whether we went this Hajj or previously, or we didn't go at all, may Allah take us for Umrah and Hajj time and time again. Mukhtasar dua kalim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد يلا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یلا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یلا سر سے لے کر پاؤں کے ناخن تک یلا گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہمیں معاف فرما یلا ہمیں معاف فرما یلا ہمیں معاف فرما یلا ہمیں آپ کا عشق عطا فرما قرآن سے محبت نصیب فرما مدینہ طیبہ سے محبت نصیب فرما رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے محبت نصیب فرما مکہ المکرمہ سے محبت نصیب فرما شاعر اسلام سے یا اللہ محبت نصیب فرما Ya Allah din ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah hamare masjidon ki hifazat farma. Hamare madrason ki hifazat farma. Hamare darul ulumon ki hifazat farma. Hamare khanqahon ki hifazat farma. Jo bhi din ki har line se mehnat kare, ya Allah unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah harmain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah ahle ghazza ki hifazat farma. Jahan kahi bhi musalman pareshan hai, ya Allah unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah mushkilat ko dur ata farma. Ya Allah jo bhi pareshan hai, ya Allah pareshaniyon ko dur ata farma. Ya Allah jin ki shaadi ho chuki, ya Allah zaujain mein mohabbat naseeb farma. Ya Allah jin ki shaadi nahi hui ab tak, ya Allah unko nek acha jora naseeb farma. Ya Allah jin ki aulaad nahi hai unko nek tandurust aulaad naseeb farma. Ya Allah jin ki aulaad hai unko achhi tarah se tarbiyat karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك.